So what are some poisonous plants we have?
Poison ivy.
All right.
Whoa there.
That's Andrew Allo, a staff member for the Bear Creek Scout Camp, teaching a group of boy and girl BSA scouts about wilderness first aid.
So how does poison ivy work?
Poison ivy has little barbs on the outside, and whenever you touch it, like, it injects a poison because that's their defense mechanism.
The Bear Creek Scout Camp runs through July 27th and serves about 1,500 kids over the course of 6 sessions. At the current session, 22 of the 265 scouts are girls. They'll spend their week rappelling, hiking, kayaking, shooting, and learning first aid, rocketry, and ecology alongside their male counterparts. Scouts BSA, formerly known as Boy Scouts of America, allowed girls to form single-gender troops as of February this year. Following the initial integration announcement in October 2017, some parents and scout leaders were skeptical. Kimberly Magnuson is an assistant scoutmaster with Troop 226, and she is the parent of 4 scouts.
At first, I was a little hesitant because I didn't know how that was going to work out, but I think it's great. The girls are super excited. They are doing things that they have always wanted to do, but just haven't really been able to.
For decades, girls have unofficially shadowed their brothers on scouting activities, and Scouts BSA has received many requests for exceptions to their boys-only policy. After seeking community feedback, Scouts BSA finally allowed girls to form their own single-gender troops earlier this year.
I really felt like, at least for my daughter, that an all-girl troop would be the best thing. And for my son, because she doesn't want to be in the troop with her brother, I didn't know that it was going to be separate. So it's actually perfect the way it is now.
The troops are single-gender, but some of the activities at Bear Creek Scout Camp are co-ed. Anne Speck has worked with Scout Troop 346 for about 25 years, and she is now the scoutmaster for the newly formed girl troop. Like Magnuson, Speck was initially hesitant about BSA's integration announcement.
You know, I started thinking about it, and it's like, well, why wouldn't we want to teach these girls the values that we teach the boys? And so, you know, my goal for these girls is teach them to be confident and fierce young women in a good way.
14-year-old Eva Salmon is the patrol leader for Speck's Troop 346. She says the leadership opportunities offered by BSA are what make the organization unique.
It's very different. I haven't been put in many experiences where I'm able to learn how to use my voice in the way of taking leadership roles and, like, showing myself to the world.
The Scouts Leadership Program is known as the Patrol Method, and it places leadership responsibility on the Scouts. Before joining Scouts BSA, Salmon spent some time in the Girl Scouts. She says that experience differed from her time in Scouts BSA.
So Girl Scouts is not as much about survival, and it just more of, I wouldn't say easier, but it's more of a relaxed pace in my experience.
Now that they're allowed in BSA, girls can reach the highly sought-after rank of Eagle Scout, a title that carries far-reaching benefits and connections in the academic and professional world. Steven Spielberg, Jeff Sessions, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Bloomberg are among the men to have earned the rank. Girls will become Eagle Scouts for the first time in 2020.
I'm very excited that people who are younger than me and also female are going to be able to look at me and be able to imagine themselves doing that because there's other people in that situation.
Of the 100,000 girls who have joined BSA so far, about 1,000 have joined or formed troops under the Alamo Area Council, which serves Bear and the 12 surrounding counties. Each of the girls interviewed for this story plans to become an Eagle Scout. Dominic Anthony, Texas Public Radio News.